G'day guys, my name is Bruce Garrod, I'm the owner of Gingerbeard Media, and in this episode of How to Shoot Video for Your Business, we're talking all about music. Roll the bumper! So recently in our Facebook group, one of our members asked a question around music for videos. First of all, they were looking for royalty-free, hopefully free music, but really they just wanted to know about what music they could use in their videos. So today I want to tackle music in videos. So let's start with the base option, the free. Typically free music is very hard to find, and in all honesty, it's not usually that high quality, which is why I recommend not using it. So I'm going to stay completely away from that and move into paid. For paid music, there's usually two sites that I will typically direct people to. The first is called audiojungle.com. Most of the music on there costs around $30 to license a track, and that means you can use it as much as you want for your project. You can use it online. Generally, the limitations are if you want to take it to TV and radio. The second source that I typically tend to use is a site called premiumbeat.com. The tracks on there, I would say, are better quality, but they are slightly more expensive at around $50 to $70 a track. Now, I would normally flick between these two sites dependent on the project and the value that we've got to play within from a budget perspective. But typically, I would pick the lower value content, so audiojungle.com, because the music isn't a massive part of the project. What I mean by that is we're normally overlaying some sort of speech or storyline over the top, and therefore the music is just a bit more of a filler. Our social media content video package will deliver large quantities of both photo and video content on a monthly basis. When we're working on bigger projects, more complex projects, projects that have got bigger budget, or the music is really the main point of the material, then that's when I'd move up to that higher grade content. Now, for some of you, if you're creating a lot of content, obviously that money is gonna add up. $30 a track, $5 a track, it's gonna start amounting to a lot of money. So to solve that, there are a couple of other sites that I'd also recommend if you're in that situation. So the websites Artlist and Epidemic Sound work on a basis of subscription, i.e. you pay a fixed amount either monthly or yearly, and you have access to as many tracks as you'd like to use. So this solution is really good if you've got a lot of content you're putting out all the time and you just want to keep your music fresh. As my little summary, my final piece is to encourage you to buy music. And that's purely because it actually helps you in the long run. I personally used to upload a lot of pieces with music that I found, music that's, you know, popular on the radio or something like that. And eventually YouTube's algorithms, Facebook's algorithms do catch up to you, and they do either ban the piece, mute the music, or just generally strike you off that platform. So I would really encourage you to buy your music, license it, and use it appropriately. As ever, I want to thank you guys for watching. If you've enjoyed the video, please do give it a thumbs up. If you've got any questions or comments on the content that we've discussed, please do leave them down below. And as ever, I'll see you in the next video.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.